phone losers of America. What are they trying to say? That they're losers? And what's with this cactus business?
How can a group of people be so obsessed with telephones? I don't get it.
What's fascinating about a telephone? Normal people use telephones to call people. They don't obsess over them. Get a life, phone losers! They have a ridiculous YouTube account where they post immature prank calls and idiotic contests. It's the dumbest thing ever! Who watches this crap? For 20 years now, they've been doing the same old stupid shtick. They think they're hackers, but they couldn't hack their way out of a paper bag! Cactus. Cactus.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You're blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello everyone, this is Roy and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is Thursday, the 25th of June, and I guess today's show will be sponsored by Neon Light Bjork. I'm just picking them at random now. Fuck the dice rolling and all that stuff. So thank you for supporting the show, Neon Like Bjork. Everyone needs to listen to Neon's show every Wednesday night on Prank Call Nation. It's called Neon Nights, and it's pretty funny. I have two updates related to phonelosers.org, or phonelosers.com, or whatever I'm calling it this week. Number one would be this weird review thing that XYZ sent to me. He got some girl to review phonelosers.org. Like, she goes on the site, and she talks about phone losers.
Okay, what is the first impression of this webpage, and what is this page for? Well, this page says it's for Phone Losers of America, which I'm not sure what that is, so let me look around.
So it's just a lady that has no idea what Phone Losers is, and she goes all over the site, and she's just constantly confused by everything she sees. And I don't know, it's almost 7 minutes long, and it's weird, but sort of amusing, or it was to me anyway. You'll probably think it's boring, but I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes. I wish I could remember the most amusing part, but I don't want to sit here and watch this for 7 minutes again.
A little bit more here.
Here, let's go to the middle.
A couple times, depending on how far you go into the website. So that could probably need a couple adjustments to it.
I need to make adjustments to my website.
I'm not sure what these pictures are about.
She's looking at the picture of the rusty old bicycle from Goodwill. Yeah, I guess my site is pretty confusing if you don't know what's going on.
It looks like...
shit?
An interesting website, though, is one of my first impressions. It kind of looks like a bunch of random stuff, though. It doesn't look like... like, it has an okay setup, but it doesn't look like the most professional website, maybe.
Damn it.
Which, I guess, if it's supposed to be about different prank phone calls and funny things about telephones.
Anyway, yeah, I'll put a link to that in the show notes if you'd like to watch a girl be confused about phonelosers.org for 10 minutes. I mean, for 7 minutes. Sorry, I'm exaggerating. By the way, the lady that was ranting about the Phone Losers of America at the very beginning, there is a video that goes along with that. There's a video of that lady ranting about us. That's some lady from Fiverr.com that I paid to hate phonelosers.org a few years ago. And it's pretty amusing to watch if you want to go to the show notes and click on that to watch it. But here's the problem if you try to go to the show notes. I've been notified by several people now that phonelosers.org has been hacked. And it has. I've confirmed it. I don't know where it's coming from. I've changed all my passwords. But if you go to phonelosers.org right now, a lot of times, like every few times that you load it, this weird pop-up comes up and it says that your Chrome or your Firefox or whatever else is out of date and you need to update it immediately. And I assume that gives you a virus and welcomes you to the botnet. And I'm pretty sure that VN is responsible for this. This is just the botnet doing its work on my website. I spent a little bit of time trying to figure out where it was coming from this morning and I couldn't see where it was coming from. I don't know if they just, you know, inserted something somewhere into the PHP files or if it's a plugin through WordPress. I don't know. But it's really annoying and it sucks and I'm sorry if anyone's gotten a virus because of me. That's what you get for believing pop-ups. and for not having Adblock installed. If anyone notices where these pop-ups exactly are coming from, feel free to let me know if you see where it's coming from. I kind of looked over the code of the site, and I don't see anything obvious that's causing it to happen. Maybe it's the Flash player for the 24-hour stream. Maybe they've been hacked. I don't know. I have too much shit on my website. I'm gonna figure it out tonight, though. Unless I don't. Then I'll figure it out tomorrow. But free membership to the botnet if you go to phonelosers.com. I guess we'll get started on this show thing. I have not pre-recorded anything, so I don't have anything ready. I guess I'm just going to go through the prank requests and see what looks good.
Welcome to the botnet, we love you. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet isn't the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer say. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet isn't the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer say. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet isn't the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer say. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet isn't the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer say.
I have a petition here. It's called Say No to the Sidewalk. Signed by, I don't know, 15 people or so. And this was sent to me by a guy named Jeff. Thank you, Jeff, for sending this to me. But this is it was a paper petition. It's been turned into a PDF. But these are a bunch of handwritten names, addresses, phone numbers, and signatures of these people that all live in the same neighborhood. And the petition says, it's titled Say No to the Sidewalk. Dot, 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 dot. There's a bunch of dots after it. For dramatic effect, I think. And then it says, this new sidewalk is not needed on the streets of Superior and 10th. We think that the money being spent to do this, dot, 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 can be better spent on other city projects that have more importance than a sidewalk. Can you please take this and the persons who signed this into consideration, please? Exclamation point, exclamation, a bunch of exclamation points. And then below that, there's two pages of petition. The first page has 9 signatures, and the second page has 4 signatures. And they all live right in this neighborhood, like right at the corner of Superior and 10th. I just looked on Google Maps, and I don't see what the problem is. Why don't they want a sidewalk? There's not a sidewalk there. What's the problem? I mean, okay, yeah, they said the problem. It's money. I don't know. I'm trying to understand this, why they would feel this strongly about a sidewalk to sign a petition. Unfortunately, there's no street view, so I can't really get a good look. I'm looking at the aerial view on Google Maps. But I've changed my phone number to the city that these people live in. It's the City Hall / Mayor's number, it says. And I'm going to give some of these people a call and see what they have to say about their sidewalk. So the first guy's name is Michael, and he lives... Here, let's see where he lives. All right, he lives right on the corner, like one house down from the corner of Superior and 10th.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Yep.
Hey, this is Dave from the city of...
Okay.
And we noticed you signed a petition here, Say No to the Sidewalk.
Yep.
And you live just around the corner from there, right?
I live on the corner.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, like, who the fuck do you think you are telling us not to put a sidewalk? You know, we're the city. We can put sidewalks wherever we want.
Well, good for you guys.
Who do you think you are?
We can petition all we want.
I know, but who do you think you are trying to tell us what to do, how to do our jobs?
And who is this?
This is Dave from the city.
Dave who?
Correct, yes. Yeah, I just don't understand why you think... No, who? I don't understand
who
why...
Who are you?
I'm Dave.
Dave who?
My last name is Who, H-O-O.
And what are you with the city?
Yeah, I'm with the city, and you're not.
What
so
part? What part are you with the city?
I'm with the zoning commission and planning and all that stuff. Look, it doesn't matter who I am. You just need to mind your own business and stop telling us how to do our job.
Hey, I pay my taxes in the town. If we don't want a goddamn sidewalk here, we ain't gonna have a sidewalk.
Why
here.
Don't you want the sidewalk? What's the problem with the sidewalk?
There's no people around here. Why do we? I live on the corner here. You want to pay a $6,000-plus bill for this improvement on this street?
Oh, I wouldn't pay for it. The taxpayers pay for it.
Well, then how come I'm paying for it?
No, you wouldn't be paying for it. It's everyone. We all share the payment for it. It's fine. It's just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, for you, maybe.
Well, it's not like you're paying $6,000, right?
Yes, I am.
Why would you pay $6,000 for a sidewalk?
Well, it's not for the sidewalk. It's the curb and gutter, the blacktop, and the sidewalk.
Well,
That's what my bill comes to.
Do you not like to walk around? Like, are you fat?
Boy, you're pretty goddamn rude, ain't you? Why don't you come up here and talk to me like that?
Don't curse at me, sir. No, I'm just wondering, like, do you not like to
walk? Hey, you're just a rude asshole. I don't need to be listening to your bullshit. Like, who the hell you think you are talking to?
Well, this is Dave. I work for the city.
Well, you're goddamn right, Dave, for the city. I don't care who the fuck you are. You don't talk to me that way. Come up here and talk to me like that.
So the city's going to charge you $6,000?
Yes.
Why? Why would they do that? That's crazy.
Well, I don't know, but you better just get your shit straight before you start yakking off your mullet.
I don't think you're telling me the truth. You're hello, sir? He hung up. Okay, that has to be bullshit. The city can't charge him $6,000 for a curb. Can they? I think I kind of understand where this guy's coming from now. Here, let me call him back.
Hello.
Is the problem just that you're poor and you can't afford money?
Why don't you come up here and talk to me face to face if you want to talk to me?
It's not even that much money. $6,000? Come on.
Well, then why don't you give it to me so I can pay it?
Well, I don't live there, stupid.
Well, now you're calling me stupid. Boy, you got some balls, mister.
Why would you think I would pay for this? It's your problem. You need to pay for the sidewalk.
No, we don't want a sidewalk. That's why we're not having a sidewalk.
Well, it looks like
end of discussion. Boom, that's it.
It looks like a hobo neighborhood without sidewalks, sir. All right, he's gone. All right, so I guess he actually lives on the corner. He has a large property. I thought he was next door. But no, he lives on the corner. And I don't understand this at all. How can the city make him pay $6,000 for a sidewalk? I just don't get it. I guess maybe if he kind of has to retool his driveway or something to match up with the new sidewalk. Maybe. That doesn't sound like $6,000, though. But what do I know? I'm not a homeowner. Maybe you guys can explain it to me in the comments. Tell me why you think this guy would have to pay $6,000 for a sidewalk. Maybe the rest of these calls, I should spoof his number, pretend to be him, and maybe beg the neighbors to send me money so I can afford the sidewalk deal, so I can afford this whole sidewalk thing. The next guy on the list, he lives a block away from the corner where the sidewalk is going to happen, or not going to happen if the petition worked, I guess. His name is Fred. He has very good penmanship on this petition. Let's see what he has to say about it all.
Hello?
Hello, Fred?
I think you got a wrong number.
Oh, well, fuck you then, motherfucker. Yeah, that's the number. This isn't Fred. You don't live on 10th Street?
No, I'm out in...
Oh, damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it.
Who are you looking for?
Fred.
No.
Okay, well, thanks anyway.
You got 6, which is the wrong number, I guess.
Oh, stupid Fred. He gave me the wrong number.
Yeah,
I'm gonna kick him in the balls when I see him next.
Okay, do that.
All right, well, bye.
All right. Yep, bye.
Well, damn it. I really wanted to talk to Fred. I have his address here, so let's see if I can look up his number on White Pages. There he is, and he does not have a listed telephone number. He's a smart guy. He put a wrong phone number down so he wouldn't get phone calls. He's probably sick of all the telemarketers calling his home phone. Next on the list is a guy named Bill, and it looks like this might be a cell phone number, and I think he lives about a block and a half away from the curb, from the corner, I mean. Bill lives 2 blocks away on a completely different street, by the way. Not even on 10th Street.
Hello?
Hello, Bill?
Yes.
Hey, Bill, it's Roy from City Hall.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, I noticed you signed this petition, Say No to the Sidewalk.
Right.
Over on 10th and Superior.
Correct.
And I was just wondering, who the fuck do you think you are? You don't even live there. You're like 2 blocks away.
What do you mean?
Well, you live 2 blocks away. You're on a side street, so what's it matter to you?
No, I'm on the corner of 10th and Cottage Street.
I know, you're on Cottage.
And why are you Why are you swearing at me?
Well, you're not even on Superior. You're on Cottage.
You're right, but the sidewalk was going from State Street down 10th Street.
Yeah, but really, come on. Quit being such a nosy busybody.
Hey, it's going on my property.
Well, so what? I mean, it's not like it costs you money, right?
Yeah, it is. It's going to cost me $12.25.
Really? What's the $12.25 for, exactly?
The sidewalk and the curb and gutter.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's not even that much money, especially compared to Michael's house. He has to pay like $6,000.
Well, I know that, but I don't need the sidewalk there.
Yeah, but don't you like to walk?
I don't need the sidewalk.
If you walk in the street, it's like a liability for us. You might get hit by a car.
Right. I don't need the sidewalk, and you don't need to be swearing at me.
Oh, I'm not swearing. No, I'm just saying, like, we don't want you to get hurt if you get hit by a car.
Right. I got to go back to work.
Well, hey, are you poor or something? Can't you afford it? It's just $1,200. Come on.
I can't afford it, no.
Oh, come on. Come on. It looks like a bunch of hobos live there without a sidewalk.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling you a hobo?
Yeah. Appreciate that. And who is this? Roy who?
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
Roy who?
Yes, from City Hall.
Roy from City Hall.
Yes.
What's your last name, Roy?
It's who. H-O-O.
Who? Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Thank you.
But listen, stop being such a motherfucker, okay? Oh, all right. That one was boring. I apologize for the boringness of that one. You know, even if the rest of these suck and aren't funny, at least that first one was awesome with Michael. He got really mad, so that's all that matters. Next is Lewis. Lewis has very girly handwriting. I'm pretty sure his wife signed this for him. Which is forgery, of course.
Hello?
Hello, Lewis?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Roy from City Hall.
Okay.
And, I noticed you signed this Say No to the Sidewalk petition.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it looks like you have really girly handwriting. Are you sure your wife didn't sign this?
Yeah.
Did she?
No.
Well, you just said yeah, so did she or didn't she?
She didn't.
Oh, okay, all right.
I don't have a wife.
Oh, okay. Well, that's weird. Your handwriting is just incredibly girly.
Thank you.
I mean, I could swear that a woman wrote this, and I was going to say, you know, that's fraud. That's forgery.
I can go and write whatever you want me to in the office, if that's what you need.
Okay, well, anyway, we're going to have to just, we're not going to be able to count your signature, because I think a woman wrote this. This is woman's handwriting.
Oh, okay.
And even if the petition works and we don't build the sidewalk all the way around from Superior and 10th all the way down, we're going to build the sidewalk just in front of your house, just out of spite.
Okay.
Because, you know, your wife is a forgery artist.
For once, I don't have a wife.
Oh, you could have fooled me with this handwriting.
Okay, like I said, I can write whatever you want me to in front of you whenever you want.
Yeah, that sounds hilarious. Are you going to be wearing high heels, too, while you write things for us?
Who is this?
This is Roy from the City Hall building. Okay. I'm pretty sure you're lying. Like, you couldn't have... This is girl handwriting. You are a man, right?
Yes, I am a man.
Oh, okay. You didn't sound very confident when you said that just now.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to build a sidewalk in front of your house only, probably.
Okay, that's fine.
Because you're the only one that lied to us.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, because, I mean, not you, but your wife did, because she wrote this.
Oh, do you know who was making the petition? Or who was going house to house?
No. Why, are you going to try and blame it on them?
No, whatever.
Why do you ask?
Because I'm pretty sure he can, prove that I signed
Well, they're not going to remember. There's a bunch of signatures on here.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, yeah, quit trying to tell the city how to do their job anyway, because, you know, it's our job to put up sidewalks.
I did?
Well, yeah, you're signing this petition saying don't build a sidewalk when we're going to build a sidewalk.
Oh, you can do whatever. I mean, I don't own the house.
Well, why'd you sign the petition then? You don't even live there? You don't even own the house?
I don't own the house, but I live here.
Well, what's it matter to you then? Don't you want a sidewalk?
Nobody walks around here anyways.
Well, guess why they don't walk around there? Because there's no sidewalk.
Okay, well, if you guys want to build a sidewalk, then go ahead.
Well, if you don't care, why'd you sign this petition? That's fraud.
Okay.
You're a big fraudster, and your wife is a forgerer.
What, my wife?
Yeah, she's a forgerer. That's a real word. Look it up.
My wife.
Look it up.
My wife. My wife.
So you don't own a house, and you don't have a wife?
Nope.
Well, I think you need to mind your own business, then.
Do you want me to come to your office to prove that it was me that signed it, or no?
No, I know it's not you that signed it, because no man has handwriting this girly.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, since when?
Since when did
you decide that a man's handwriting can be just as nice as a woman?
Well, this is beyond nice. This is very girly. Just, you know, I've taken handwriting analysis classes from Richard Cardo, and he taught me this, that your handwriting is incredibly girly.
Oh.
I know how to recognize girly handwriting.
Okay, well then,
and the way you disguise your ease.
You should probably take a different course, because,
we're going to have you evicted from your home, okay?
Okay.
For forgery and lying. And not minding your own business.
Okay.
Three counts.
All right.
3 counts of not minding your own business.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks. I'll guess we'll talk to you soon then.
What's your name again?
Roy.
Roy.
Roy who?
From City Hall.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Bye, honey baby.
Bye.
Really, what the hell? He doesn't own the home. It's not going to cost him anything. He has no rights to sign that petition. Next, we've got Dennis. Dennis has old man handwriting. I'm very judgmental when it comes to handwriting, if you guys haven't noticed. But I can't read shit. I had to go on White Pages and look up his number because his handwriting's awful. I can't read these numbers. So this guy, he does live maybe just a block away on Superior Street. And at this point, I'm out of things to say. I just don't know. What am I supposed to say to these people? I mean, they are being charged for this stuff. Thousands of dollars. I wish I were in the chat room right now. The chat room would give me wacky things to say.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the City Hall Planning Department.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that we're going to be... I guess you've heard about the sidewalk we're going to be putting on your street soon?
No, there is no sidewalk going in on the street.
Oh, no, there's going to be one. They're going to start construction on it in about 2 weeks.
That was turned and voted on no by the city.
Oh, no, just the petition said it was just the corner of 10th and Superior that they didn't want. It's kind of like a loophole.
It should have been the whole street.
Oh, no, the petition...
There's nobody on the street wanted it.
Yeah, well, no, we're just the corner. We're going to leave the corner off, but we're going to do the rest of it. Anyway, I need to let you know some just about the sidewalk. We're also going to be paving your front yard, about half of your front yard for parking.
What?
Because the street...
That was never discussed or disclosed in the meeting.
Well, this is a different project. I'm just letting you know. About half
what
of...
What do you mean a different project?
Well, it's so cars can park there. It's just half of your front yard. It's not the full front yard.
No, I never agreed to that. Nobody ever discussed that with me. It was never in the proposal.
Well, we don't have to get your permission. I'm just letting you know we're going to be paving half of your front yard.
Nobody parks along there that much anyway.
Well, no, the reason they don't is because they can't.
Well, that's because nobody parks there.
No, no, they don't park there because there's no room to park. The street's too narrow. So we're going to put a sidewalk.
The street's just as wide as any other street where people park on the side without putting parking lot areas.
I know, but we're going to be putting bike trails in, too. There's going to be a bike path alongside the sidewalk.
What is your name?
What?
What is your name?
It's Roy.
Roy what?
No, Roy who?
Roy who? What is your last name?
H-O-O, who?
Oh, who. Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
And what is your contact number?
Area code 3989.
But this was never discussed at that open meeting when we were there.
Oh, well, yeah.
It was just curb and gutter. There was no parking. There was no disclosure of the sidewalk, and the sidewalk was not the one on my side of the road. It was the one on the other side of the road.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter, you know. I'm just saying you're going to have to move those.
It doesn't matter. I'm the homeowner, and you guys did not disclose that information properly.
What I'm trying to tell you is if you want to move those trees, if you want to keep those trees, you're going to have to move them into the backyard or something. Because we're going to be knocking the trees down so we can pave near the front.
I have no trees in my front yard. There was one tree on the corner of the neighbor's yard, and that's been taken down already.
Okay, well, that's good. Perfect, then. Yeah, we can just pave right over everything. Make sure you have your yard cleaned up in about 2 weeks, though.
Well, you're going to tear it up. Why should I clean it?
Well,
when is this starting?
We just don't want to, pave over any things that are left in your yard, any toys or stuff like that.
When is this supposed to be starting?
About 2 weeks, I guess.
And
it'll
if
be
this
on
is the second project. Why wasn't anything notified about this?
July 6th is when it's going to start. It's just slightly less than 2 weeks.
And why wasn't anything sent out about any of these revisions or anything changing on this?
Oh, because we didn't want another petition going up about the parking spaces.
Well,
and
so
the,
you're just
going
to dictate it. You don't want a petition. So yeah. The city's just going to play dictatorship over what's going on my property.
Well, it's city property now. It's not your property anymore.
This is complete bullshit. You're going to piss off a lot of homeowners and a lot of people in this town.
You must have seen the survey people out there with their telescope things. Taking all the measurements.
Well, I work all day. Yeah, they put one stake in the middle of my yard.
Okay, see, that should have told you right there. That's where the parking lot's going to go. So you're
still... You've got to be absolutely kidding me. You're putting a parking lot in my front yard on a road that doesn't need it?
It's not a parking lot. It's just a parking space. It's going to be your house and the one across the street and then the one next door. And it's just half of the front yard.
How far is that coming into my front yard now?
About halfway.
You know what that's going to do for the resale value when I try to sell my houses next year?
It'll probably make it go up. But well, if you're leaving,
no, it won't.
If you're leaving next year, what do you care?
Where's your research on that?
If
I have a degree in residential architectural design, and I know what home values are, and that's going to destroy the home value of trying to resale.
No, it's going to add an extra parking spot. It's basically like putting an attached garage.
I have a parking spot. It's called my driveway.
Okay, smartass.
Oh, thank you. You just called me a smartass.
You're welcome. That's because you're being a smartass. I mean, you know what? If you're going to have an attitude about it, maybe we'll just put the parking lot in the whole front yard. Maybe we'll make it go into your living room so you have to tear down half the house.
Well, you're a representative of the city that's voted in, right?
Of course, yeah. And you know what? Like, maybe you don't even use the front yard because you don't even go out. You don't even want a sidewalk to walk on. It's not like you go outside.
How do you know I don't use my front yard? I'm out there with my dog. I'm out there doing stuff.
Oh, that's bullshit. Because you don't even want a sidewalk. If you really went outside a lot, you'd want a sidewalk to walk your dog on.
I do go and walk my dog, and I'm fine just walking there wherever I go.
Yeah, out in the street. People aren't supposed to walk in the street, you idiot.
But you're telling me it's bullshit. You're calling me a smartass and an idiot.
Well, you're being an idiot. You're not supposed to walk out in the street. That's something you learn when you're a little kid.
I'm done talking to you. I'm calling the mayor on this.
Oh, good. Good. I hope you do, motherfucker. Oh, crap. He's calling the mayor. I wish I had my dial tone set up. I could be like, the mayor? We don't let just anyone talk to the mayor. Who do you think you are? All right, so that was the last number on the first page. Now I have the second page, which has four more numbers. It's a very small petition, by the way. 13 people total signed it. This first person's name is Lori, and I'm thinking she must be the person that made the petition and went door-to-door and had people sign it, because there's some handwriting on the petition that matches hers. It's very odd handwriting. All right, no answer from Lori, not even an answering machine. So next on the list is Marlene. The third name on the list is Pete, but I can't read his phone number, and I can't find a listing for him on White Pages. So I'm going to do the last person on the list, which I think is Chester, maybe? Damn it, no answer from Chester either. Not even an answering machine. Well, I guess that's it. I can't get anyone else to answer, but I guess I'll save this list and maybe I'll give these a try in the evening when more people are home. But good for these people. Their petition, it worked. They're not doing the sidewalk, that last guy said. So that's good news for these people, even though they're getting prank calls now. At least they're not getting a sidewalk that they don't want, because they're hobos and they don't like to exercise and they're all fat. So maybe they'll die of fatness or they'll get hit by a car just trying to walk down the street, but at least they don't have to pay for a sidewalk, and that's all that matters. So congratulations, neighborhood. Your petition worked.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Hey,
I don't really have much to say, but...
What are you calling for, then?
I got a fine letter from you, well, you know, the monthly mail-out thing, and I noticed that you didn't put my last name on there. I think that's so cool. It's like you know who I am and you don't even need to put my last name.
Or it's because you have a really long last name and my hand is really tired from writing all the names on the envelopes.
Although you probably just don't really know how to spell it and don't feel like, you know, looking me up on Facebook to know how to spell my name.
No, it's on a list. You're on my list, Olga.
That's cool, though. I'm glad I'm the only Olga in your life. Okay, bye.
It's true. You're the only Olga I've ever known in my entire life.
Hello, Brad. I wanted to let you know, I've been listening to your show for like a year now, and I love it. I listen to a whole bunch of podcasts, and yours is by far my favorite one.
Aw. What other podcasts? I need to know what I'm better than.
I've wanted to become a supporter for quite some time, but I've just been unable to, because I am poor.
It's okay.
But I did want to let you know...
Nobody should ever feel guilty about not supporting the show financially. I'm pretty much filthy rich anyway, so I don't need the money.
In honor, I'm going to be having my second son in about 2 weeks now. And I'm going to be naming him after you. Not even kidding. His name will be Carter. I was going to go with Brad, but my wife and I can only agree on Carter, so we're going to go with that.
Why not Roy Gerbel?
I am naming him after you, just to let you know.
That's creepy. I mean, that's nice.
So, yeah, I will send you a copy of the birth certificate through email.
I want to be the godfather as well, and I want, like, I don't know, 10% of all the money he ever makes in his life from jobs and stuff.
In a few weeks, to prove it, but seriously, you have a boy named after you. I think you're now his godfather or something.
Hey.
So. Anyway.
We're on the same page.
Keep it up.
Wow, okay. I can't wait to see the birth certificate. I have part ownership of this kid. Don't ever think he's just yours. And don't even think about trying to get me to pay child support.
Hey, brother. I'm that voicemail guy when you gave the PrankNet address.
Of course.
You know what I think really the fuck goes on? I've been listening to that prank...
This sounds like a conspiracy theory. I can hear it in his voice.
Not on the YouTube. But, like... This last one here I'm listening to, the bizarre rape prank, I mean, to me, man, that just sounds kind of fucking staged.
Nope.
You know, I mean, you're going to actually make a 57-year-old woman fucking, like, in the hotel room, like, finger herself.
Yeah.
And then, like, when the cops, you know, come to the scene there, I mean, it all sounded fucking staged to me, man. I mean, I ain't no cop. You don't even have to be a cop. I mean, you would ask. If you was arriving there with some nut job yelling like the way that bitch was yelling, you would say, what phone were you called on? I mean, what, the phone's just left off the hook?
They were probably just, you know, they flabbergasted, to borrow a not Brad word. They didn't know what to think or to do. I think it was real. I really don't think PrankNet has ever staged any calls. I mean, what do I know? But I don't know. I think it's real.
I think what's going on here, I mean, I was thought these other PrankNet calls, I mean, could some be real? Yeah.
And I'm just going to pretend it's because I disagree with you, and that's why I'm not going to play the remaining 2 minutes of your voicemail. Holy crap, 3-minute-long voicemail. Screw that. Thanks for calling in, though.
Hey, my name's Jesse from Ohio.
Hey.
I love you guys. I listen to your show all the time.
And I just wanted you reminded me of when I was a kid. I'm 28, so.
So you're calling me immature? Is that what it is, Jesse?
Your show reminds me of when I was young and used to prank call people all the time. And I don't know what that chick's name is. She's hot as fuck though. Bye.
Okay. There's so many chicks on this show. I'm not sure which one he's talking about.
Hi, Brad. I was just listening to a really, really old episode of PLA Radio. It was like episode 29. And you actually got to the end of the voicemail in that episode, which I thought was funny because you're like months behind now. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Every voicemail is just people making fun of me now.
Cactus. Love PLA. See you later.
Thanks.
I got a short message for you, Brad. Screw you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Hey there, Brad. I just watched the first episode of the Telephone Falls, and I was just wondering whatever happened with that.
It's going to happen.
Okay. Keeping this under 30 seconds. Bye.
Someday I'll make another Telephone Falls. I've put together the new episode. I mean, I've put together sort of a script, and I've got some calls picked out for it, and I think at this point I've probably forgotten how to use that shitty animation software that I used. So I'm going to have to relearn that, probably. But it'll happen one of these years. I meant to have it done by now. I suck for taking so long. I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone. All right, I'm done with voicemails. It's starting to get really hot in my room, and I don't think I have much longer to record before the heat chases me out of my attic. So I should probably just try and hurry up and do a few more calls and get the hell out of the attic. I know I complain about this every year, but holy crap, it's in the mid-90s right now. Tomorrow it's going to be 99, Saturday it's going to be 100. I think I'm going to be doing less shows this week.
News, sports, music, but mostly prank calls. You're listening to Prank Call Nation.
All right, you guys, more time has passed. It's even hotter up here. I really need to finish up the show. I really should just quit right now, but I want to try these sidewalk things again. It's been over 3 hours since I did those first ones. I've taken my time about putting the show together today, so it's all my fault that it's getting too hot up here. But I'm going to try the whole list again of, you know, all the people that didn't answer. But I'm going to start off with the very first guy I talked to, the one that did answer. You remember Michael. He's the one that lived on the corner. I'm going to give him a call and get his permission to air the call on the Snowplow Show. Or maybe another show.
Hello.
Hello, Michael?
Yep.
Hello, this is Steven. I'm the producer for the Skippy and Dippy Wacky Morning Show on the radio.
You look like a Skippy Dippy Wacky.
What? I look like one. What are you talking about? You can't see me.
Yeah, I can.
Anyway, I just needed to get your permission.
What I can see.
Hey, shut up. I need to get your permission to air the call that I made to you earlier on the radio tomorrow.
Well, my name is Steve.
Yeah, I need to get your permission to air that call tomorrow.
Yeah, you can air it.
Okay, thank you.
But on your airways of bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to have to beep that part out because you...
So, who put this up to you?
Oh, nobody. We just thought it'd be funny because one of the DJs, he lives in that neighborhood. Skippy, he lives in the neighborhood. You might know him.
Who's that?
His name's Skippy.
Yeah, Skippity-doo-da-day.
Okay. Yeah, I can't give out his last name because he's a celebrity and he doesn't want people like you.
Well, yeah, I kind of have a really good idea who it is.
Who do you think
so
it is?
Just tell him, have a nice day.
I will.
Jokes on him.
You're not going to punch him in the face or anything when you see him, are you?
Well, he's going to get worse than that.
Are you going to kick him in the nuts?
Well, I'm kicking him in the nuts. I'm going to cut him off.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right then.
And then shove him in his throat.
Good idea.
Yep.
But you're not angry, are you? I mean, it sounds like you have a sense of humor about it now.
Well, yeah, you just told him have a good day, paybacks are a bitch.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Well, you know, tell him it's from his producer when you kick him in the nuts.
He'll be producing something. Oh. A new set of balls.
Zing. All right, well, I'm glad you see the humor in it all.
Oh, yeah, there'll be some humor. He'll know it when he gets it.
All right, you're an awesome person. Yep. Thank you very much, Michael.
Yeah.
Be listening to the radio tomorrow. Wow, I was not expecting permission. That guy just completely changed his tune. All right, let's see. Next on the list is Fred. Fred was a wrong number. I remember that. So next on the list is Andrea. Hello, Andrea?
Who am I speaking with?
Well, this is Roy from the city, the City Hall Planning Commission.
Yes, you're not from the City Hall, Roy.
Hey, shut the...
police report filed for you, so
what?
Please don't call my house.
Police
again,
report
okay?
For what?
Yep, because you don't work for the city, because if you worked for the city, you'd give me your last name.
Well, you didn't ask for my last name.
What's your last name, Roy?
I'm not going to tell you.
Exactly. Bye.
Did I? What just happened? Did I talk to her earlier? I didn't talk to her earlier. Maybe I did. Maybe I cut it out of the final edit. I don't know. Or maybe word is getting around on the streets of that neighborhood. Shit. All right, so the next one is that lady's next door neighbor. I think they've held a neighborhood meeting about me. I'm not going to have much luck with these. Police report.
I'm not able to come to the phone right now. Please leave a message.
All right, no answer from that one. You guys remember Bill, right? Bill got pretty upset. I could call and ask him for permission.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Okay, yeah, he's done answering his phone for the day. I think he recognizes the number. I guess none of these are going to work. Oh, no. What am I talking about? Some of them are going to work. They haven't contacted everyone yet.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Okay, no answer from that one. Next on the list is the guy with girly handwriting. I'm not going to call him back. Because he knew I was full of it, I think. Near the end. So we're going to call Dennis.
Oh.
Hello, is Dennis there?
No, he isn't. Not right this second. Can I take a message? This is his wife.
Oh, well, I'm calling from the city about the sidewalk that we're going to be putting in front of your house and next to your house.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let you know we're going to start construction on that this coming Monday.
They are going to put the sidewalk in, though.
Yeah, we're going to put one along the front of the house, and then also we're going to put one right alongside of your house, like through the yard, kind of. So just make sure you have your yard all picked up. Make sure there's no garden hoses laying around.
Okay.
Because we might cement over them.
All right.
And we're going to put a parking lot in the front yard for cars to park on.
On our yard?
Yeah, just for cars to park on when there's not enough parking in the streets.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And we're going to put a... Is that okay? That's all right. Okay? Right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
If you have to put a parking lot there for the other houses.
We really need to. So that's going to take up your entire front yard, this parking lot?
Yeah.
And there's going to be one of those coffee... like a coffee cart, or some guy's going to be selling coffee on it.
Okay.
It's going to be a permanent coffee cart with a big umbrella over it.
Okay. For all the time, or just...
Yeah, forever. I mean, they'll probably not be open in the winters, but for all the warm months...
On our yard.
Yes, on the front yard. Well, it's not going to be a yard anymore. It's going to be paved.
Okay, how long are you going to be there tonight?
We're just about to leave. You know, it's already
okay,
pretty late.
Okay, could you call back tomorrow morning and talk to my husband about this?
Sure, I could do that. Also, let him know there's going to be a helicopter landing pad on the roof of your house.
No, there isn't. Who is this?
No, there really is.
No, there isn't.
Because they don't have one in this town, so we really need a helicopter landing pad.
Oh, yes, they do.
Well, we can't use that one. That's for the hospital.
Well, you can't use our yard for it either.
Well, no, we're going to use your roof.
No, you're not.
No, we have to.
Who is this?
We've already... You didn't do a petition for the helicopter landing pad, so we have permission to do that.
No, not from us, you don't.
Oh, we'll see. We're going to have to flatten your roof, though.
No.
No, we have to. It's going to start Monday morning.
Well, you'll have to call and talk to my husband.
All right. Also, we're going to be building train tracks on the other side of your house.
No, you're not. Who are you? Who is this?
What do you mean, no, we're not? We have to. We're the city.
No, you're not.
It's, no, I really...
You have to call back. We don't even have a train around here.
Not yet, but you're going to. It's going to go right next to your house.
No, it isn't.
But it's not a big deal. It's only going to go by in the middle of the night.
Yeah, right. Who is this?
My name is Roy. I work with the city, with the planning.
I don't think so. Call back tomorrow morning and talk to my husband.
Well, why did you ask who I am if you're not going to believe me?
Well, I know. I've lived here for 60 years, and we haven't got a train, and there's not going to be a helicopter on my roof.
Well, there's going to be a train. This is progress. This is going to change.
Oh, no.
This is going to change our city.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's going to change.
What kind of a train?
It's a freight train.
Yeah, you're just pulling my leg.
No, that's not true. All right, well, you'll see on Monday when the trucks all arrive and start digging.
Well, I know they're going to redo the road. They said that. But
yeah.
Not the rest of the things you said.
The train's going to be really convenient because, like, you'll get, you know, if you get freight deliveries, you know, like when the Wells Fargo wagon comes, it'll come on the train now.
Oh, yeah, right.
And you'll just be able
okay,
to...
call back and talk to my husband.
You'll be able to lean out your window and just grab it off the train.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's going to be so
call
convenient.
Call back and talk to my husband.
Okay, I will, I will.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye. I don't think she's buying it. She was fine with the whole parking lot thing, though, wasn't she? All right, on to page 2 of these. First, we have the lady who has the really odd handwriting, who I think she's the one that did the petition, so she's probably going to know about me.
Hello?
Hello, Lori?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Roy from the city planning department.
Hello?
Hi, I just needed to let you know that we're going to get started on that sidewalk, not this coming Monday, but next Monday.
We're not getting a sidewalk.
Oh, no, not in front of the house. It's going to go next to your house, kind of through the yard.
We're not getting a sidewalk.
Right. No, this is a different sidewalk. This one goes through your yard, and it connects Superior with Cottage. It's a sidewalk that goes kind of through the yards.
We're not getting a sidewalk.
Oh, yes, you are. Why do you keep saying that?
Because we won with our petition and we're not getting a sidewalk.
It's not going to be a sidewalk on the street. We're not going to do that one now because you guys won't let us. Instead, we're going to have one that goes through your yard and then through your backyard and then through the neighbor's yard and out onto Cottage.
There isn't going to be a sidewalk on my yard.
Oh, yeah, there is.
There better be another heck of a meeting or something.
Oh, no, it's too late. We're going to start on Monday. And I just needed to make sure you pick up everything out of your lawn, like all the toys or garden hoses or anything.
There's not going to be a sidewalk going through my yard. I will battle this one.
Oh, no, it's too late. They're going to start Monday. The trucks are going to be there Monday morning.
Not one word was stated to us about this.
I know.
I'm not even connected to Cottage Street.
But it's a roundabout way of getting there, you know? It's going to be very scenic, and it's going to have trees and stuff. It's like a
there's not going to be trees in my yard.
Oh, yeah, there is. It's going to be like a public park type thing that's going to go through your yard.
Like hell.
Like a running trail. It'll be fine,
nope.
But it starts on Monday, and I just wanted to let you know to pick up your lawn.
Well, I'll be calling the alderman tomorrow and the mayor.
Why? This is going to be convenient for you. You won't have as much lawn to mow anymore.
No.
And the city, they're going to take care of all the landscaping. That's going to be these beautiful trees and
there's
bushes.
There's no landscaping going on my yard. It's my yard. I pay taxes on it.
Well, you'll probably have to pay more taxes because we have to take care of this park now.
Yeah, that's not going to happen either.
But, I mean, it's worth it because you're going to have a public park in your yard.
I don't want a fucking park in my yard.
Your neighbor, they're going to get a baseball diamond.
Uh-huh.
It's going to transform the neighborhood. It's going to be amazing. You're going to love it.
Why are you calling pick on me?
Well, I'm not picking on you. I'm just letting you know. I'm supposed to let everyone know in the neighborhood.
I'm letting you know. So, there you have it.
Well, that's not very nice. That's not very Christian-like.
It's not Christian-like to be cutting up my...
No, it's okay because it's already done. If You should have known.
No, it's not going to be already done.
No, I mean, the paperwork, it's all gone through, and it's going to happen Monday morning.
I don't care.
Well, it doesn't matter if you care or not. We have to do this. We have to start on the sidewalk. We're going to dig up your yard.
You don't have to, and that's not going to happen in my yard, and I'm not about to fight with you. I've already had a long day. Goodbye.
All right. Bye, Lori. She did not have a lot of fight in her. All right. Next on the list is Marlene. All right. This time I'm going to look at a map so my sidewalk plans make more sense.
Hello?
Hello, Marlene?
Yes.
Hi. I needed to let you know. I'm calling from the city. This is Roy.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know, Monday morning, they're going to get started on that sidewalk project through your yard. So just make sure you have everything picked up out of your yard and put away so that it doesn't... I'm sorry?
I thought that sidewalk wasn't going through.
Oh, are you talking about the sidewalk along the street?
On 10th Street.
Yeah. See, that project, that was fake. That was just to divert your attention away from what we were really doing. So we're putting the sidewalk that goes through your yard along the side of your house, and it cuts through and it connects your street with State Street.
Well, yeah, but I thought that was a rule that they weren't going to put the sidewalk in.
Right. We're not going to put the sidewalk along the street. Instead, it's going to go through your yard and through several other people's yards. It's going to be a scenic trail with trees and everything.
I guess I don't understand. Is this from the meeting that we had the other night?
No. That meeting, that was just a diversion.
What do you mean a diversion?
It was a diversion so we could let this other paperwork slip through unnoticed, where we're going to put the sidewalk through your yard, and it's going to connect it to State Street.
Well, who in the hell said that they could do that?
Well,
how could that be a diversion so we wouldn't know that this is going to go through?
They're tricky, those city people. But no, it's going to go all the way through the neighborhood, and it's going to be a really nice scenic trail. It's going to connect to the...
I think it's going to suck. Where is it going to connect to?
It'll go into the woods over there on Superior. You'll have to walk across the street to get to the woods, though, because of that whole sidewalk petition thing.
Well, who okayed this?
I don't know, all the city people did, all the planning committees. You know, we have all this budget we have to spend, so we just have to make sure we have all this money spent before the end of the year.
Well, I don't care. Spend it someplace else. Who? No one wanted this sidewalk.
We're not going to.
The sidewalk was standard.
You won't be charged for this one. But since it's a public park, we're going to be using your front yard as a parking lot.
No,
They're going to pave your lawn.
They're going to pave the lawn.
Yeah, just the front lawn. It's just for the parking because there's going to be a lot of people coming into the neighborhood after this.
Are you pulling my leg or what?
Oh, no, not at all, ma'am. No,
do you know where I live?
Oh, of course, yeah, well, on Cottage Street. Yeah, the people next door to you, they're getting a baseball diamond in their backyard.
They are?
Yep.
Isn't that?
It's going to be very scenic and very beautiful, ma'am.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm with the city planning. Why are you laughing at me?
Just because. Is it that Roy guy that I have heard on the radio that calls people and pranks them?
What Roy guy on the radio? What radio?
What Roy guy on the radio?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I don't know what his last name is. But there is no park here, and I don't have a front yard that could be used as a parking lot. So that's why I know you're pulling
it. It would be a small parking lot.
It would be a small parking lot. Oh, that'd be okay, I guess. Who's going to park there?
The people
that are going to use the ballpark on the neighbor's yard, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're going to have games there and everything.
They're going to have games there and everything. Well, my grandkids will really like that.
Yeah, see, it's perfect. This all works out for the best for everyone.
It is perfect. So, all right, so who do I call to complain to?
Oh, nobody. No, there's no complaining. Monday morning, the trucks will be there.
Monday morning, the trucks will be here, huh?
Yep.
Are they going to take the trees down, too? I just need to know.
Some of them they are, but they're going to plant new ones, so it's okay.
Okay, well, all right, then it'll be okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
what was your name again? Roy?
Yeah, Roy.
Right. And what's your last name?
Wood.
Roy
Wood Jr.
Roy Wood Jr. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the heads up.
Oh, no problem, Marlene. Hey, what's your favorite radio station that makes crazy prank calls to you in the evenings?
See, I knew that's who it was. And you know what? I don't even know. I always listen to Merrill WJMT, so I don't even know what station you're on anymore, but I used to listen to you on my way home from work all the time, and I would just laugh and laugh and laugh because you always prank somebody. And when you kept saying that, I knew then I knew who it was. So that's just great.
You got us.
Who gave you my name to prank me?
Oh, somebody from the city. They sent us the petition that you guys signed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they were angry. They were really
great.
Yeah, they were angry because they really wanted the sidewalk in the neighborhood. So they're like, oh, we'll get these guys.
Sure they were. I love it.
Okay, well.
I just love it.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't get angry with us.
Oh, no. I thought, what the heck, you know? And I thought, oh, and then when you said about the prank, I knew that it was the prank. And I knew that it was that Roy guy, but I always listen to him on my way home from work, and of course I don't work anymore, so now I don't hear him. But I thought it was great. So
you only listen to me when it's
call.
When it's convenient.
What?
So you only listen to me when it's convenient. I get it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because otherwise I'm retired now. See, and I'm not always. I don't drive home from work anymore, so then I don't get a chance to listen to him.
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Okay. There's
no such thing as a radio in a house.
Well, I do have the radio in the house.
Okay.
But I don't always have it on, so.
All right, well, I'm going to I'm going to bother the rest of your neighbors now.
Oh, great. I thought it was great, so.
Thank
just don't
you.
Expect, some of them might hang up on you.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Thanks. Yeah, bye.
Holy shit. So, I know there's this guy on the radio. His name is Roy Wood Jr. I've heard of him somehow. I can't think of what pranks he's done. I know he has a website, but that's the only thing that I can think that she might be talking about. If there's a Roy on the radio making prank calls, it must be that guy. So that was great. She thinks she just got pranked by Roy Wood Jr. And that's the last one on the list. So I am done, and I'm quitting. The show is over, everyone. Thank you for listening, and thanks once again to Jeff for sending this list of numbers to me, this petition. That was a really great idea for numbers to call. Be sure to support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. If you go to phonelosers.com/cactus, you are guaranteed to get VN's botnet or some other kind of virus or malware, so enjoy that. That's on my list of things to do tonight, I promise. I'm going to get rid of whatever the hell that is. I'm going to figure out what it is. But in the meantime, don't click anything. Don't click any pop-ups. Be sure to add us on the Facebooks, facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers. I think we're almost up to 20,000 subscribers on YouTube now, so if you haven't subscribed on there yet, you should go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica and help us get to 20,000, because that'll make me really happy. And that's it. The show's over. Bye, everyone.
So I was cruising down the street, and guess what I saw? A cactus standing there, sipping yogurt through a straw. I screeched to a stop on my brand new moped. The following series of events almost made me drop dead. I always thought that cacti were a little brain dead. But this one turned to me, and this is what he said.
Cactus, 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 I am a cactus. Cactus, 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 all I do is lax and cactus.
Well, the second day later, I was chilling on my couch, watching a nature show. This particular one happened to be about how the cactus grows. I was watching the show and I was wondering why this one looks so familiar. Then I realized, bro,
what?
This is the one I saw yesterday.
No way, man.
Cactus, 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 I am a cactus. Cactus, 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 all I do is lax and cactus.
Midway through the show, I decided to go to the kitchen to get some food.
And when I came back, everything was whack. The cactus was standing there nude.
What? There was no other decision than to go into the kitchen and produce this magnificent beat.
And it's all because of Pete, the cactus from the street, who helped us make this song complete.
Whoa!
Boy, you got some balls, mister.